Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Buster Murdaugh, the son of Alec Murdaugh, he is finally speaking, saying his pardon. I think it's well, certainly deserved. There's been so much speculation over this young man since his father has been convicted of killing his brother and his mother. And of course, many people over the last several years have been speculating if Buster was involved with the murder of Stephen Smith, which he has categorically denied, as have the attorneys as well that are representing the family. I just want to put that out there. But he's speaking. He's speaking his part because there has been some strong accusations out there. What does he think of his dad? What does he think about the accusations? A lot of that's going to be revealed in a Fox Nation special that's set to air on Thursday night on Fox Nation. It's called The Fall of the House of Murdaugh. And that's set to air on the 31st of August. Depending on when you're listening to this, it may already be out. But it's going to be interesting. He's vehemently defending his father's innocence, despite the latter being found guilty of murdering his wife, Maggie Murdaugh, their son, Paul. The revelation came to light during the Fox Nation special, The Fall of the House of Murdaugh. Obviously, Alec's currently serving two life sentences for the murders that occurred on their state. Buster adamantly expressing his belief that his father's not responsible for the deaths of his mother and brother. He told Fox Nation, quote, "I do not think that he could be affiliated with endangering my mother and brother. We've been here for a while now, and that's been my stance." He went on to express his own fear for his safety, stating, "I think I set myself up to be safe, but yes, when I go to bed at night, I have a fear that there is somebody that is still out there." That would be a difficult one to wrestle with all around, and I can understand why Buster feels that way. It's not necessarily because he's an idiot, and I'm not saying that he is. It's because how do you process this sort of shit? How does anyone process this sort of shit? Of your mother, your brother, they're both dead. You once led this lovely life, and now you're on your own, and you yourself are also being accused of a crime that you probably likely had nothing to do with. That's a lot to wrestle with, and you're going to be searching for normalcy and trying to believe something is not wrong, and all you have left is your father. You're not going to want to believe that he did this crime.
You know, your heart has to go out to him a little bit. His entire family's been destroyed. He got booted from the University of South Carolina law school because of plagiarism. He's probably going through some horrific, traumatic, you know, trauma. His life is upside down. So I think whatever he needs to do to be okay on a daily basis is what he's doing. But I get the impression he's a smart individual. He has to see the evidence here, don't you think?
I think you can see the evidence and still not want to believe it, especially if Alec was this whole other Jekyll and Hyde character to his children as well, which it seems he probably was, based on everything we know about him and the way colleagues and other people who dealt with him on a regular basis, they didn't feel this way. Everyone was shocked that he was capable of doing this sort of thing and the crimes that we know he did commit. He knew how to turn it on and turn it off and be quite a manipulative, horrible human being. And I could see, if you're the son, if he was always good to you, you're not going to want to believe that.
Yeah. And do you think, in relation to Stephen Smith, that there's just this, I guess, template of deceit and lies in this family, that when you do something wrong, here's how you cover it up? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what's going on in the family too? That maybe Buster is just so steeped in deceit that he doesn't even see what he's done? Allegedly.
I don't know that Buster has done anything, honestly, in this. I think he, when you have something horrible that happens around a family that is so seeped in crime and deceit, naturally you're going to have accusations that are going to be made, and rumors are going to circulate. But yeah, if he was brought up, you got to look at, you know, how this kid was brought up. He's a young adult now, but his whole life he was surrounded by Alec Murdaugh and Maggie and that wife and the whole, his whole life, the way of thinking of they're entitled, they're above everything. So he doesn't necessarily have a good compass, I think, to be guiding him, nor do I think he has many reps in life to be grounded in what is healthy, normal behavior. So it's hard to identify what that is when it's in front of him, because it's so not part of his history or his track. Authorities remain convinced, obviously, of Alec's guilt, backed by what State Circuit Judge Clifton Newman described as overwhelming evidence, which included blood splatter on Alec's clothes and his admission of lying about his whereabouts on the night of the murders. Despite this, Buster stands firm on his father's innocence, describing the situation as a terrible thing to place on somebody with absolutely no fact. He explained the impact on his reputation, stating, "I mean, people perceive me as a murderer." The gripping saga also encompassed the mysterious death of Stephen Smith, an openly gay teenager, and Buster's high school classmate. In July of 2015, rumors circulated regarding Buster's relationship with Smith, fueled by small-town gossip and state trooper investigations. However, Buster vehemently denied any involvement in Smith's murder or any physical relationship with him. The denial came after an exhumation of Stephen Smith's body for a second autopsy and the increase in speculation following Alec Murdaugh's trial. South Carolina's law enforcement division, SLED, has been investigating Smith's death since June of 2021, with SLED Chief Mark Keeley classifying it as a homicide. Last I spoke with attorney Eric Bland, who is the attorney representing the family of Stephen Smith, they were hoping, we were literally on a phone call doing the interview, and the police chief, Mark Keel, actually reached out to Eric while we were on the air. And he said, "Can I take the call?" And go for it. Yeah. Breaking news on the air. And obviously we didn't air the call, but that was 3-4 weeks ago. And I remember Chief Keel saying to Eric that they were hoping by Labor Day there may be some more information out. We are readily approaching Labor Day. There hasn't been anything yet, but the investigations on Stephen Smith are well underway, and they do continue to develop leads. So I would say, just from what I've heard, I wouldn't be surprised if soon or by the end of the year there's some new developments in that case, not necessarily involving Buster. And for his sake, I hope not. Obviously, the clues, the leads will lead where they lead. But I do, for his sake, if he has nothing to do with this, hope that it does truly point some people in another direction, so some of that, those accusations, those rumors and all that, can be lifted off of him and he can try to find some sort of healing through this nightmare that obviously he's been living through for a good chunk of his adult life.
How do you get through something like that? I mean, do you think he's undergoing some counseling, things like that? I guess we'll find out in the documentary, but I imagine every single day that he wakes up feels like a nightmare, that even though he's awake, he's experienced some, you know, a living nightmare. His family's gone
every day
in one way or another.
I suppose at some point, you know, it becomes normal, and it's just, this is what reality is. But, you know, every day you have to run through your mind when you wake up, and you're kind of grounding yourself. Okay, here's what's going on. My dad's still in prison for murdering my mom and brother. A bunch of people think I possibly am a murderer for this other classmate that I had. And my dad is still facing all sorts of charges, 100-some charges. And the media is going to follow me around until any of this calms down, which is not going to end anytime soon. It would be hell. I think the only thing he can do is sign up to go beyond Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, tell
You're
me.
Locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.